Your mind must be swirling with questions. Who is this woman? She doesn't look like a fortune teller. Is she wearing a funeral gown? A cocktail dress? Where's her crystal ball? What if she can't help me? What if my questions are stupid? What if she laughs? What if I can't find the words to tell her I'm a virgin? First off, I want you to know that fate put you exactly where you need to be. Whether you're meant to believe me or not, that's to be seen. And frankly, it's not important. What is important is for you to calm your mind. Do you think you can do that for me? Here, let's start this journey together. I want you to find a comfortable position. Somewhere you can relax your body, where you can relax all your muscles at once. And while you get comfortable, I want to tell you a secret. I don't even own a crystal ball. I prefer candles, like the one steadily burning in this parlor. There's something primal in fire. Whenever you're ready, I want you to look into the candle for me. You don't have to stare intently. Just relax and breathe. And imagine yourself inhaling its warmth. On the exhale, it's nice and slow. Like we're breathing out the smoke. Taking that clean air in. And that smoke out. Feel the relaxation come over you like a wave as you breathe. Your future isn't in the flame. Your future is in the shadows around the candle. Can you see? Shapes. They're flickering on the floor. Calm your mind. You don't have to ask your question. You were already asking when you walked in. Like a chant. It was in the air all around you. Just echoing in your mind. When will I have sex? It's not silly. And It's not just virgins. Everyone wants to know the same thing. When will I get to fuck? Who will I get to fuck? Will they be pretty? Will it feel good? Some leave disappointed. But you? You're lucky. I can see it. Here in the shadows. You're really lucky. Do you want to see it too? The moment you lose your virginity. Just keep looking into the shadows. Behind the flame. Can you see it? Can you see her? She's pretty. Who is she? She has power over you. That much is certain. But what is her relation to you? Is she a boss? A teacher? Maybe someone closer to home? Does she tell you what to do? Or is she more of a guide? No, no, don't tell me. I just need you to focus your mind on her. It's obvious that she could push you around if she wanted. But she tries to be reserved. Usually. She's not being so reserved now, is she? She's loosened up. She's laughing. Swiveling in her chair. Is she drunk? The lights are dim. It must be after hours. So there's nothing wrong if she's had a few. But that's not it, is it? There aren't any bottles. So what's changed? You must have said something funny. Her blouse is unbuttoned. And she's playing with her hair. Her knee is exposed under her skirt. And she keeps brushing up against your leg as she swivels in her chair. Back and forth. Back and forth. What did you say? What is it that has her laughing so much? She's resting a hand on her bare collarbone as she catches her breath. Does she usually laugh this much? It sounds lovely. You're glad you can make her laugh like that? I can tell. Such a cute, sweet smile. Back and forth. Back and forth. Leaning in her chair as she swivels farther. So far that she's turned completely away from you. Leaning way back to look up at you. It's almost as if she's daring you to look down her blouse. To glance at her bra straps. And that beautifully framed collarbone. And delicious cleavage. And her perfumed skin. It's all on display as she looks up at you. Back and forth. Back and forth. What did she just say? You were staring, thinking about all that lovely skin. What did she just say? Now she's leaning so far back. She's almost upside down, staring at you. Waiting. She's usually so composed. But now she looks like a teenager with her hair spilling wildly down the back of the chair. What did she say? What did she say? She knows you weren't listening. And she's giggling. Like she scored a point. But it's a game without rules. And now she's stretching her hands toward you. Just reaching for you like she wants something. You get closer to her to help her sit upright. That must be what she was asking for, right? But then, when you move toward her, her hands go to your belt, and she tugs. Half playful, half demanding. Almost like she's daring you to tell her no. Her grin is predatory and a little bit silly. Like this is just all an innocent game. Even though your cock is dangerously hard, brushing across the back of her hands as she manipulates your belt buckle. Fuck. That was on purpose, right? Did she mean to unbuckle your belt? The way she's keeping your pants from falling. And the way she's giggling. It's like she's teasing. Like undoing the buckle was an accident. You can't be totally sure. Maybe she won't actually go through with it. Maybe this isn't real. Oh, God, please. Please let it be real. Oh, look at that devilish grin on her face. She had you going there for a second. But now she's sliding down your pants. And when her wrist brushes against your cock, through your underwear, her lips part, she lets out a small gasp. Is this how it's supposed to happen? Do normal people lose their virginity like this? Let's face it. Normal was never in the cards anyway. And she is clearly not at all concerned with what normal is. As she reaches down into your underwear, searching for that hard, heavy thing. So, why should you be concerned? Besides, she's the one who usually calls the shots. If she wants to have some fun with you, and take your V-card at the same time, then why not? Here it comes. She's pulling down your underwear. And fuck. Your cock just sprung out like a jack-in-the-box. Slapped her on the wrist. How are you so hard? Have you ever been this hard before? Her skin is so warm and soft and lovely. And honestly, you could probably just come from rubbing it against her wrist and hand. But that would be lame, wouldn't it? That's why you're smiling like you've done this before. And so is she. The chair is a little too high. So when she pulls you by the cock and guides you toward her lips, you land right on her chin. Briefly, you try stretching onto your tippy toes so she can give you the blowjob she obviously intended. But her giggles turn into full fits of laughter as your hard cock slides up and down her cheek, trying to reach her pretty plump lips. The sheer silliness of having you brush stroke your sticky cockhead across her delicate features. It's just too much. She laughs and jolts forward in her chair, sitting upright. Fuck. Did you just ruin it? Is it over already? Did you just throw away your one chance? Maybe you should pull up your pants and go while she's still laughing about the whole thing. But wait. She's not done. She's grabbing something on the bottom of her seat. A lever. The chair hisses and falls lower, lower, lower until it clicks. And she's sitting with her lips just inches from the head of your cock. Her face is shiny where you smeared her with your pre-cum. And her tongue darts out to lick the corner of her mouth. Tasting you before she leans in for more. Her breath is hot. Fuck, it is so deliciously hot. She's licking her lips. They look so sweet. Your cock is throbbing, anticipating what's about to happen. She's giggling. She's giggling as she takes you into her mouth, which makes her tongue vibrate on the underside of your cock. And what she lacks in expertise, she absolutely makes up for in enthusiasm. The girls you see in porn give blowjobs with big, dramatic thrusts. Like they're trying to punch their face into the guy's pelvis. And corkscrewing their hands while they suck. Or grabbing onto the back of the guy's thighs for leverage. This is something different. Something more real. Something amazing. There are moments when she's catching her breath and she simply holds your cock in her mouth while she breathes through her nose. Not sucking. Just rolling you around, swirling. Like she's conjugating the moans that are coming out of your mouth. Her eyes flash with a little smile whenever you grunt or moan in pleasure. Do women like to hear men moan? Because she seems to. And she is so good at making you do it. Wet. Hot and tight. There are thousands upon thousands of words to describe how pretty someone is. How much you'd like to use their face to get off. But right now, In this moment, there are only three words that surface as her lips continue to meet the base of your shaft and suction all the way back to the head. Over and over, just pumping. Wet. Hot. Tight. So fucking tight. And so fucking pretty. You could come like this. Fuck, you really could come like this. She's just so fucking sexy. Staring up at you and smiling as she licks and kisses and teases the tip. Right before she swallows you back down deep into her throat. She's so pretty. And you would love to see those big, pretty eyes go wide as you fill her mouth with wave after wave of your cum. You feel that spark already, don't you? The beginning of the end. You want to come. You want to come so badly. You want to cover her tongue in your hot, white, sticky mess. Are you twitching? Happening. But she feels it too. She's been waiting for this. She can feel your body shudder and your cock dancing in her mouth. And she pulls back slowly. Her lips release you with a little wet. She looks so mischievous, doesn't she? I think she likes breaking you in. But now it's her turn. She's leaning back in the chair. Way back. What is she doing? She knows how desperate you are. How close you are to coming. But now she's leaned high against the backrest. Oh, her skirt. She's laying back with her knees toward you. Her feet tucked under the chair. And she's gyrating her hips back and forth as she rolls up her tight little skirt. Higher and higher. Revealing her soft legs. Those curvy thighs. Her breathable hips. While she just slithers in the seats. Back and forth and back and forth. Until she finally exposes her underwear. And Oh, God, she's wet. She is so wet for you. You can see her lace panties plastered up against her mouth. But not for long. She's done teasing. She's ready. She's sliding off her panties and dropping them at the base of the chair, beckoning you with a finger and pointing at her needy little wet pussy. She wants you to take it. She wants you to come and take it. Oh, and it is so pretty. So perfect. Just waiting for you to claim it. It's all for you. She's reaching for you again, grasping at your wrists as you inch closer, sliding your cock all along her thigh. She wants it. She knew you were about to come, and she really, really wants it. Like a dance, she guides your hands exactly where they're supposed to go. One hand on her ass, filling your palm with her hip, and the other right on her breast. And she's smiling. She's smiling because she can feel your cock pushing up against her lips. Pushing. And entering. Finally entering her. Oh, you're teasing her and you don't even know it. Sliding it up and down her slit. Just poking the head in and out, trying to find that perfect angle. And it is just driving her absolutely wild. Oh, fuck, you are teasing her so good. She can't take it. She can't take it anymore. She hooks her heels around your back and draws you deep inside her. Look at her. Oh, just look at her taking that cock of yours. She's already moaning. It's because you are so close to coming. And she knows she's about to be filled by you. And that's what she wants. She wants you to fill her pussy. Oh, is that some kind of kink? Taking a guy's cock right before they come? Whatever it is. It's wonderful. It's happening. It's finally happening. She sets the rhythm. She's using her legs to pull you. To pull you deep inside her. And it's so hot. So warm. like your cock is being sealed in wet velvet. You won't last long. You can't last long. But it's not from inexperience. It's because this is exactly what she wanted. She played with your cock with her mouth until it was ready to explode. And now she's teasing it out of you. Pulling you deep inside her with needy thrusts. Digging her heels into your lower back. And just clenching around your cock. And her eyes. Her eyes are rolling. And her mouth is open. Her tongue is pressing up against her teeth. She's ready. She wants it. She's going crazy for it. And you. Wait. Are you thrusting? You're thrusting even faster. Pumping and pumping cock deep inside her tight, pretty pussy. Fuck. Oh, fuck, you're about to come, aren't you? You can't help it. She was setting the pace, but now... Now you're bucking your hips because it just feels too fucking good. She knows. She knows you can't help it. Look at her. She wants it. She's holding onto your wrists. Ankles are locked around your back. It's your first time. And she wants you to come inside her. Fuck. Oh. Fuck, it is so hot. To see you just overcome by lust. Closing your eyes and desperately pounding that pretty little pussy. Oh, you wanted this so bad. This is what you've been waiting for. That smile on her face. Oh, fuck, she's just loving this. Do it. You can hear her whispering between your thrusts. Do it.
Yes.
Give it to her. She's just been so sweet for you. So sexy. Such a goddess. Do it. Do it. Come inside her.
Do it. Do it.
Oh. She's using her legs to pull you deeper with every spurt. Fuck. She really, really wanted this come inside her. She's holding on to you so tightly with her legs, gripping your wrists as you pump every last drop deeper into her. She wants all of it. And she's not gonna let you go until she's gotten all of it out of you. She wants to pull up her tiny little panties when you're done. And leave for the night. It's completely full of you. Oh, fuck. Well, Have we seen enough?
Did the candle show you exactly what you were hoping for? Good. It's not my job to give pleasing visions, particularly, but like I said, you're lucky. Please, feel free to call on me again. But for now, I hope you'll excuse me. I like to give myself a little release after having such a powerful vision. Bonne nuit, sweet boy. Try to look surprised when it happens.